listener production.
Our superb Socceroos through to the next stage of the World Cup. Falling Hunter house prices starting to settle. And what sort of bushfire season are we expecting? Mostly sunny. 24 on the coast today, 23 in the valley. It's Thursday, the 1st of December. Welcome to summer. I'm David Dolan, and this is your Hunter local news. How about the Socceroos? They've knocked off Denmark 1-0 this morning, progressing to the final 16 at the World Cup for just the second time ever. Matthew Leckie, the man of the moment.
Matthew Leckie cuts back inside, one way then the other, and he scores for Australia! Matthew Leckie!
The goal on SBS. We won't know who the Socceroos face next until later this morning. Coach Graham Arnold demanding the boys keep a lid on things.
No celebrations. As I said to the boys, that's why we won after a great win against Tunisia. No celebrations, no emotion, sleep, no social media.
Back home now, and house prices in the Hunter are still falling, but not by as much. Tim Lawless from CoreLogic says the monthly price drops are starting to level out.
So values around Newcastle were down 0.4% over the month to be 4.1% lower over the quarter. Around the Hunter region more broadly, we saw a 0.8% drop in values.
So that means a house in Newcastle Lake Macquarie will set you back $835,000. In the valley, it's around $690,000. Police are after witnesses to a horror crash to our north up near Taree. A semi-trailer and a VW Golf collided on the Pacific Highway southbound yesterday afternoon, causing the car to spin into a barrier, trapping the female passenger. The truck kept going for another 20 k's before the driver stopped at a rest stop and rang 000. As we head into summer, the latest bushfire outlook for the Hunter is predicting a fairly normal season ahead, although the risk is higher further up the valley. We're expecting above average rainfall over the next few months as La Nina drags on. Inspector Ben Shepherd from the RFS says that'll add to already high fuel loads.
So despite that wet weather, we are still expecting a normal potential, especially in places like along the coast, where if we do see some warm, dry breaks, there could be an increased risk. So we want people to start thinking about what they've done around their properties.
And tougher new laws to discourage smoking could soon force every cigarette sold in Australia to be printed with the message "smoking kills" or be made in ugly colours. The federal health minister also hasn't ruled out a complete ban on vaping to stamp out the dangerous habit. Having a look at sport now, Australia well on top in the first test against the West Indies in Perth. They'll head into day two on two for 293. Marnus Labuschagne unbeaten on 154. Steve Smith on 59. And Charlestown golfer Blake Windred will be mixing it with the country's best when the Australian Open gets underway today down in Melbourne. And he's hoping for better form after missing the cut at the Australian PGA Championship last weekend by just one shot.
It's one of those things, a little bit of a slump in I wouldn't say form, I would say, yeah, scoring pretty much. I feel like my game is so close. Last week could have gone either way if I was able to hold a couple more putts.
From Listener and the Royal Institution of Australia, I'm Dr. Sophie Calabretto, and this is The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. Twice a week, you'll hear the latest in science news from Australia and across the globe, in 15 minutes or less. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching,
if the stresses stop and the conditions revert to the normal, the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
Monkeypox conspiracy theories.
Chimps aren't even monkeys, they're apes. So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
To the secrets of nerve pain uncovered by a snail.
So when they were looking at the toxins from these snails, they discovered that the toxins were quite effective at closing off messages that travel through the body.
The Science Briefing. New episodes every Tuesday and Thursday. Download the Listener app now to listen for free and search The Science Briefing in the Listener app now.
Listener.